sounds of explosives from
Blog Talk Radio.
It was part of a test to determine if a ship could hold up in battle conditions. The Navy says the explosion registered as a 3.9 magnitude earthquake, but no injuries were reported. I'm Rick Hochul.
Cindy Irwin is leaving social media for a while. The daughter of the late crocodile hunter Steve Irwin wrote on Instagram she won't be spending time on the app or others in order to spend time with her family and new daughter. She also shared a message for those struggling with mental health issues. Irwin wrote, "I see you. There could be a pilot shortage in the future." That's according to United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby, who put the blame on the military during an interview with Axios on HBO. He said far fewer pilots are being produced by the military now when you compare to the Cold War. The warning comes as demand for travel picks up again as more Americans get vaccinated and feel safe traveling. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart.
Heather's moment has arrived, and you just hope all that training pays off. Heather lays down her purchase, but Randy rings it up as slowly as he can.
Uh-oh.
Yep, she's looking at the cigarette. There's nothing good back there. Heather's arm is in motion, but she just grabs the gum off the counter. That's a slick move. Even Randy tips his cap to Heather. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally wants you to reduce your risk for cancer. Go to takeahealthystand.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, a gorgeous and sunny, warm day we have in store for us today. High temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Can't wait to get out there and enjoy it. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Low temperatures dropping down to about 62. For Tuesday and the rest of the week, sunshine to go around. High temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s. With partly cloudy skies through the overnight. Low temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Burn Bright Today podcast with Jennifer Marcinelli, bringing you a holistic healing revolution. Healing is about self-care and seeking help when you need it. Stay tuned as Jennifer shares tools such as diamond and gemstone therapy, mindset, and practical steps to work through your journey. Healing takes patience and actionable steps. Jennifer knows, she's lived it, and so have her clients. You can go from stress, burnout, chronic pain, and illness to burning bright and living a life you dream.
Hey, 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 Burn Brighters and light workers everywhere across the Total Transformation Network. I am so excited to be with you here from Houston today. Riding shotgun with me is my partner in crime, Dr. Pat Vasily.
Yeah, boy.
Baby. And
yeah,
you know,
boy.
So anyone from Houston or anyone from Texas knows that the most esteemed, highest seat in the automobile is to ride shotgun. And it's you and me, baby. We're doing it today.
Yeah.
And whole shows about blessing for burnout and time for double new beginnings. So what do you think about that, sister?
I think that what we're talking about today is a message for everybody out there. And, you know, this is this time where, we can take a look at our past and we can look at the last 6 months. And certainly there have been pain. We're not going to say that. But something has shifted as of today. And, you know, whether you want to talk about astrology, fifth dimension, numerology, happy 21st, because energy started to shift a week ago. But today you've got a very special show for us, you know, and I love what you put together. Let's start with why you and I are like at the energy. In your words, this is about accelerated professional execution or executive, whatever you want to call it. This is the time for everyone. It doesn't matter what walk of life you're in, to tap into the energy. Tell us a little bit about why this, you're fired up about this.
Oh, so first of all, everyone knows you and I have been working together for what, 2.5, 3 years now?
Yeah.
So we've been on the Burn Bright Today show co-hosting the first like 2.5 years together. And it's been this incredible journey of healing and transformation and building the platform and expanding my professional practice as a holistic healer, board-certified holistic nurse, starting with burnout, right? And burnout busting. And what's really really exciting about this is we've just passed over the threshold, if you will. Today is the 21st. So we're in a 21 universal year. It is the 21st century, and today is the 21st. We've got a triple 21 code in June, which is an 11 universal month, the master number of double new beginnings. So we are all starting anew, starting fresh. And for all those, such as you and I, have been doing lots and lots and lots, all of our shadow work, all of our clearing out all of our unwanted energies, and now the light is shining in. And it's our time. It's our time to shine. And I couldn't even be more excited about this. It feels so good.
You know, one of the things that you and I, we've talked about a lot in the last year, and I just want to just kind of, let me just see if I can encapsulate it for a minute. We have not been shy to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yes. We have gone through the pain of people that are listening to the show right now. We have touched upon the fire of illness. We have touched upon the flame of divorce and breakups. We have talked about the, you know, this pothole, or how should I say it, this place of almost there but not there. And now all of that energy has been transmuted. Tell me about how that feels for you.
Oh, well, first of all, it's much lighter, and literally colors are brighter. Anyone who's made, who crossed the threshold from 4D to 5D plus, it's a wonderful place to be. We still have our challenges, and we will always have our challenges. The difference is now I have the energy, and my clients have the energy to meet those challenges without being so overwhelmed and just thrown off of kilter. So no matter what is getting thrown at me, and no matter what is throwing at my clients, and no matter what the two of us have gotten thrown at us when we're in these big business deals together in the Pro Exec program, we can handle it. And instead of, like, experiencing this life-altering, like, feelings of betrayal or the pit of despair or some of those, that roller coaster of emotions that we've been on since 2011, 2012, if you will, it's like, okay, you know, no, we've got this. Let's take a step. Let's regroup. Let's reconnect with our spiritual guides. You know, integrate what we've learned. Ask for some more divine guidance. Then get back in the game and go the next step. And this is such a better way to live. It's, I'm so excited. It's actually better than anything I could have even imagined. I couldn't have made this up.
You can't make it up. And I was reading something this morning, Ken, and it became a little affirmation for me. I read it in terms of the planetary movement. And I read it in terms of today. And, you know, people get so bent out of shape about retrograde things, right?
Yes. Right.
Jupiter in retrograde, and by the way, Jupiter in 2021, if you haven't figured it out, this is the year of expansion and growth and manifestation, right? It doesn't matter what you sign. It's going to affect us differently, but it doesn't matter. So when Jupiter went into retrograde, I got more emails. I got more emails from people like, oh, that's going to create, just going to ruin your year. So let's just take a few affirmations in for a moment. Auspicious results. Auspicious results. This is about, and please be aware of this, everybody. It's what Jennifer's calling in, and she's going to give you some real life. We're going to give you real life examples of stuff and how quickly things can manifest for you if you are ready to join the movement. Today, we're inviting you to join the movement. You're going to hear more about the movement in weeks to come, but we want to help you, and we can't help you if we're not there to help you rise up. You know, to praise or raise you when you're not praising or raising yourself. But here's what we're going to take in for a little bit of today. You ready, everybody? There will be a self-confidence in the way you are working. Just hold that, everybody. Jennifer? Jennifer Wright, you seen it in yourself?
Holding it.
Self-confidence in the way of working.
Absolutely.
Malia, yeah. Jamie, Jacob, Olivia, Edvin. These people have been here 5 days, and what they have done in 5 days.
Oh.
Jacob, the teacher, Edvin, Olivia, you know, I mean, you saw what Jamie and Malia did over the weekend, and they did that in like 2 days. So
yes.
Hold the self-confidence for everybody. Can you feel it? Can everybody feel it? Are you ready for this now? Chances. I love this. Chances of getting success in your endeavors. I want you to talk to that one. Oh, so much a part of what we've been talking about last few radio shows has been about letting go of anything that no longer serves us. The lower 3D is completely gone. If you're in 3D, you're not on this program. You're just not tuned in. Okay, you're looking at something else, but it's not us. It's not Transformation Talk Radio. And if you're in the mid to high 4 density, or you've already crossed over to 5 density plus, you'll know this, that it was all about letting go of what no longer serves us and what we were ready to let go of, even if it was painful, even if it was difficult, even if it was heartbreaking. Because what did that do? It created a sacred space for 5D plus people, situation, opportunity, the new quantum financial system to flow in and manifest down here on the physical plane with us. And that is what, that's the chance that you take when you step forward with courage to have the courage to let go of what you know deep in your heart no longer serves you, that relationship, that job, that that love interest, even an unhealthy relationship with a loved one or even immediate family members. It's a chance you take when you let go, and it's a risk, okay? But then, holy cow, once you cross the threshold of 5D and 5D plus, all of those chances are worth it, and all of the new high vibration opportunities, the love is in, the love comes in, the opportunities, the success, and my favorite, financial flow. I'm just going to say it. Healing energy, healing of the finances, baby, healing of the finances.
And I want to talk about something in the context of this, because a lot of times people ask me, Jennifer, what is the first thing you want me to do, Pat, like from a coaching point of view? You know, I will work with people. I've worked with you. I've worked with pretty much every one of our hosts, pretty much every host that's ever been here. But they always ask me, you know, how are we going to begin? And I have an interesting way to begin. And when I start with folks, right, it's hard to imagine that work that we start turns out and turns into what I'm about to read. You ready for it?
Ready.
We start the process, but you have to be confident in yourself. And this is a message, and Jennifer and I are going to create this movement for you to plug into, because why? We know what it's like not to have confidence. We know what it's like. So everybody ready? You may have chances of getting success in your endeavors. You ready? These chances of growth for your business, literally I'm reading the words, network. All your colleagues, all your people will support you in difficult decisions in business. You may even get to take a bunch of trips. Why am I reading this? Because when we started the year, I want to talk about how Burn Bright Today has turned into a Burn Bright Today, Burn Brighter Tomorrow movement.
Mm-hmm.
And the movement is because you're looking at Jennifer Marcinelli, which we don't talk about much, right? And I'm just going to say a bunch of things. MBA, BSN, RN, HBSEHN, you'll find out what those mean. That doesn't mean anything for you. She is the optimum wealth and wellness expert. Creator of the Accelerated Pro Exec platform, Burn Bright Today. So here's what I want to say to everybody out there. What I'm about to read to you is the way you step into this, and I want to ask all of you to do the following. Take yourself out of paper, something digital, it doesn't matter, and own your life. Own it. Because when you own it, what you will see is you are the Pro Exec Leadership Mastery Mentor Executive Wellness and Wealth Coach. When you own it, you will find that you are quantum operations in RUO sales, clinical trials. You've worked and gotten FDA approval. You then look and you say, I'm a global holistic high-performance wellness, EAP and burnout expert. That's Jennifer Marcinelli, Jennifer J. Then you take a look and say, wait a minute, I did commercial development. Director, I was a director of clinical implementation of cutting-edge scientific technology.
best-selling author, keynote speaker, international radio host, but then you're not because you've forgotten some of the things you did earlier. You've forgotten some of the jobs you might have had.
Yes.
You know, you've forgotten that working your way to whatever you're working your way towards, you have done other things. FDA approval, class 3 with 510K clearance, a real solution, real problems. And today, you now sit with a new launch, a new movement, an accelerated platform, a Burn Brighter Tomorrow platform. You're now sitting in a place where you are the expert to go into organizations because all of your life, what you have done is help people heal, help people excel. All of your life, you've been Jennifer Marcinelli, you've done this, but you didn't know that COVID-19 would bend people into pretzels. You didn't know that organizations would be turned upside down. You didn't know that you would be the one that could come in and work with high-performance executives and teams and know what's underneath them that's holding them back. See, this is why we're calling it a movement, everyone, because we didn't know what we didn't know about what you're experiencing in your life today. And today you want to clear the energy, right?
Yes, we do. First order of business.
Look, wellness, in your words, is not valued till burnout shows up. The World Health Organization estimated that depression and anxiety cost the global economy $1 trillion per year in lost productivity. This is the latest report. The emotional toll from coronavirus pandemic will likely increase that cost in 2020 and 2021 exponentially. The question they ask is this: are you prepared enough to optimize your team, your individual, your life? Are you ready to optimize your day in performing and executing what you need to do and reduce? And the answer is, they're not.
Sorry. Well, they don't understand the root cause. How could they?
The answer is no.
The answer is no. We can't ask them to. How would they know? How would they be prepared for this? This is greater than a black swan event. Nobody was prepared for this. Nobody had ever, this is the first time in humanity it's ever happened, for goodness sake. Good God, let's cut everybody a break here. Right?
I mean, but think about it.
Yeah.
Did you think that your lifetime, and I just read a few of the things you've done. Jamie and both Malia are working on, you know, finishing up, you know, the new information and the new brand. You know, Edvin is working on the video statement you just put out. We asked the question, and I've been asked, did you know you would end up here? You know, did you know? How did you know to expand, Pat? How did you know to build? I didn't know. I was just, how did you know? Like, how did I know? I don't know. How about you?
No, I think it's Walt Whitman. I love this quote because I think it's Walt Whitman who says that writing a novel is like driving at night. You can't see past your headlights, but you drive the whole way there. That's what all this was like. I had no idea. I mean, I had no idea that I was going to go be a court reporter in the Supreme Court of Trinidad and end up later using that particular skill and ability to be able to serve as a channel for the divine word from the highest levels of heaven in real time. Oh, no. I had no idea. That's why I was guided to go to court reporting school and work for court reporters a very short period of time. Got what I needed, then went back into nursing, and you know the rest of the story. Like, I had no idea I'd be doing all this, sitting live on the radio, you know, having communications with people's spiritual guides and the multiple very precious resources of heaven from all levels of heaven. Who knew? I had no way to know that. And thank goodness, because I would have been scared to death and I probably would have beaten and done something safe. I don't know. It's probably way better that I didn't know, to tell you the truth. I would have worried about and twisted myself into a pretzel and said, what? You want me to do what? Oh, heck no. I'm out of here.
But, you know, yours is bliss, baby. Well, but, you know, here's what we're talking about today is when we step into that confidence statement I just read, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Thinking about this weekend and, you know, still putting the house together, finally getting a couple of rooms together. But it's how you go about it. And, you know, I forget this lesson, Jennifer, because I studied this for a long time. I mean, you know, I forget, in the work that I do with you and others, I forget my own lessons. And the lesson that I forget most often is, it isn't about the end result as much as it is about how you act and behave and how you hold yourself to get there, right?
Yes.
Isn't that the new level of integrity you're building in?
And absolutely. And it's complete alignment energetically with the Golden Age and the Aquarian Age. Because every thought, we are always creating. God made us, literally, in his image, means creator. We are divine beings. It is our divine birthright to create. We're creating everything in our outer environment every moment. So every thought, every word, every deed is creating. And everything we put out comes back to us. So you are exactly right. This is why now to make the move to 5D plus and to be able to stay in 5D plus, we have to get so completely grounded in our own personal integrity and our own personal spirituality that we can't be rocked off of it, no matter what anybody, what else chaos is going around us, and no matter what anybody tries to get in, you know, disruptors try to get in to make us do. We got to be so grounded that we remain in our creative ability, connected to the divine, and then we can take our next step one after another. And then we literally create this incredible life that we're living now in 5D plus. And this is a miracle beyond miracles. It really is.
And you know, let me just ask you about this. Let's come back from break, because when we come back from break, I want to talk to you about this planetary movement. I want to talk to you about how the convergence is happening. And I want to talk to you about when you say auspicious results, they're really positive when you're talking about astrology. You don't want to read the one that says you're going to get mixed results. That's not the one you want. like I looked at my Capricorn, it's like, you're going to get mixed results. And I'm going to say, you know what, I'm going to mix that result myself. You ain't not going to mix it. When we come back, I want to talk about the five-dimensional layers of trust, how it shows up at the bigger picture, but also how it shows up in day-to-day. Because you and I have real-life examples. I mean, I have the example of our expansion, even in our office space. You have an example. It's hard to put words around it.
Yeah.
When we come back, Jennifer Marcinelli. We are going to take a short break. Burn bright today, burn brighter tomorrow. Jennifer J. and I will be right back in a hot second. Stay tuned.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McMahon, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore Earth's guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have you on the Burn Bright Today show. I get to do the show with Jennifer Marcinelli. I'm Dr. Pat. Jennifer, look, we're talking about blessings of burnout. Time for double new beginnings. This is really incredible. We were talking in the first segment about energy update, double new beginnings, all of the above. But now we're talking about how this energy gets created and shifted and transmuted into financial wealth, into whether or not you feel like you're the princess bride, as you would say, trapped in the pit of despair, or can you feel yourself busting out all over, right? I'm busting out. Diana Ross, Benny. That's Diana. What is that song she's doing? Busting out? Yeah.
I'm stepping out, I believe, isn't it?
Stepping out.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like busting out. We're going with
I like stepping out and busting out. She's like stepping out and busting out. But let's talk about this, because before the break I said, look, we've had divine preparation.
Yes.
Some of us, it's been years. Some of us, we've had to take this faith walk. And I remember let me just say who he is. John Holland came on my show a lot of years ago. And I remember him giving me this. He said, you're really going to bust out in 9 years. Now, your worst nightmare is when somebody, I don't care who it is, says, you're going to bust out in 9 years, because you want to bust out in 9 minutes. But he wasn't saying we weren't going to achieve things, right? What he was saying was something much bigger. So let's talk about the fact it doesn't matter what you read today in your astrology. We have to trust in our preparation to do the divine preparation, but we have to trust ourselves enough to get into active activation of stuff in the real world. Tell us about how that's been working for you.
Oh, my goodness. So talk about trust and busting out and talk about having to act. Last week, I'll just start with last week and then kind of back into my refresh everybody on my story. You know, last week we had Saturn, which rules time and it rules karma, square to Neptune, the ruler of the underworld, okay, and Uranus, which will make action happen. And yesterday, in a very big way, tensions were crazy in my life. You and I were working around the clock. You hired new people. We had to hire staff to handle this big contract that's coming in, and it's to really keep up with this expansion that's coming. And talk about owning your life, all right? Owning it, owning every bit, taking full responsibility for every aspect of everything we've ever created. And, you know, if anybody had ever told me that in the last 3 years that I would go from high six figures to low four figures, money to my name we're talking about, sued for, you know, what, seven figures by somebody very close to me. Okay, very unexpected. Radical downsizing into a one-room extended stay hotel for, what, almost 2 years, and adopting, you know, my puppy and my two kitties, reincarnating so quickly and having my little family in a hotel room, to go through all of that while keeping the building, doing the rebrand, doing the relaunch, keeping my licensure, going through all of the legal battles, very, very unexpected legal battles of the divorce that everybody knows was really ugly, to where I am now, having to hire staff to bring to close, you know, to be working with investors that manage the wealth of the ultra wealthy, including heads of state and celebrities, closing on a big multi-million-dollar business deal on behalf of my clients. And on behalf of my own company, I would never have imagined it. So I have lived the Kevin Costner and the Field of Dreams story on steroids. And what, to me, the Kevin Costner and the Field of Dreams story is really the hero's journey you've heard me talk about that we're all on.
Yeah.
And for me, it is exactly what you said. It is about trust. It is about trusting the divine, but most importantly, trusting yourself that what you are being guided to do is correct for you, even if nobody else understands, even if they try to take you down for it, even if it doesn't match any other path. You have to trust what you get from the divine and trust yourself to execute. And then get everybody out who can't go with you and surround yourself with people that are like-minded, like-hearted, like-spirited at your level or higher, who love accelerating results and moving forward and serving the greater good. That, for me, it all boils down to trust. It really does.
All right, I need to take a short break because we need to take that in. This in now. We have to take this in. This is an energy. Got it? When we come back, we're going to go right to the end. We're going to go through the detail of this, but I want everybody to take it in. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
That when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out. You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
How to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories to teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days. naturally under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformation, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Creating and living the upturned way. Soul designed for self-enlightenment and self-healing. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio the second and the fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with me, Vivian Chauvet. As we transcend the third dimensional plane of reality, we move into higher realms of existence. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as divine essence of light and unite our voices to successfully manifest ascension on Earth. For information on our services, Copper Art Store, and to connect with me, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com. That is infinitehealingfromthestars.com. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio with me, Vivian Chauvet.
Writers, it's Jennifer J. with Dr. Pat riding shotgun with me. So you just heard my story about what's going on with the whole, my personal story becoming the pro exec of my life of wealth and wellness, right? Quantum wealth and wellness. And I would like to take this opportunity to provide you with a spiritual exercise that you might want to try. Because one of the first things that you really have to know about getting the new quantum financial system to come in and getting your dream, okay, to manifest down here on the physical, is that one of the things that must be done is we've got to raise our vibration, and we, each of us, is responsible for raising our own vibration, okay? Nobody can do it for us. But if you are, for example, perhaps your new wealth hasn't come in yet, okay? Perhaps you are feeling like Princess Bride trapped in the pit of despair, or perhaps you're feeling trapped between the Scylla and Charybdis of, you know, Sting's movement back in the 1980s. If you are in your finances aren't where they want them to be, or if it's a set of stress, or even if you're experiencing even feelings of sadness or depression or hopelessness, it's okay. And we're going to go there for just a moment, because I'm going to provide a spiritual exercise that you can use, and I want to invite you to use this, because anytime soul is naturally joyful, we should feel joyful and have a nice contentment about us and our own inner peace. But if we suddenly are rocking and rolling along and we are feeling sadness or depression or hopelessness, that is a classic sign of entity contamination. It's also, by the way, as everybody on the planet now knows, hello, disclosure is out and about. We all know that, yes, extraterrestrials have been with us for quite some time, and our government's been engaged with lots of contracts with them since, what, 1954 with President Eisenhower. Now all of that's being declassified. So cats out of the bag, okay? Now, here's the deal. Some of the things that you have to know, especially related to your finances, is that the negative lower vibration energy that has gotten trapped in our finances has to be cleared, okay? This does not have to be a big deal. It does not have to be Hollywood. And I actually really encourage you to have fun with it. So if you are clearing entities, you know, that negative energy with a consciousness, or even some negative ET influences into your finances, I'm going to demonstrate for you a spiritual exercise for you to try. Now, I also, number one, a couple of things, caution you, anytime you do any type of work like this, you're doing only your side of the relationship. You're not putting this on another person or situation. Be very, very self-disciplined about that, because you don't want to break the spiritual law of non-interference, and you don't want any energy going out that's going to come back. So you're going to clear your side of the street is what we're doing, okay? And number two,
the more fun that you can have this and use your own creative abilities, the more effective it will be. Okay, so if you missed the special solstice message that went out, I'm going to demonstrate another version of it for you here. Take a few moments, sing the hue, get yourself spiritualized. Then call in your spiritual team, whomever it is that you work with, and invite them to assist you to help clear the negative energies of your finances. And here's an example of how this spiritual exercise goes. I, Jennifer J. Grieve Marcinelli, do hereby declare, I am a sovereign being. I am soul. I am a spark of God. I am a divine being, and I am divinely protected. I do hereby declare that any and all low vibration energy, negative, any type of entity contamination, any type of negative ET influence must leave. At this time, you must leave my body, my being, all of my relationships. You must now leave my finances in every shape, way, and form. You must leave my checking account, my savings account, my retirement account, my 401k. You must leave my business dealings, my client relationships. You must leave my bookkeeping system. You must leave any type of financial agreement or commitment that I have ever made or anyone has ever made to me. You must also leave any local, national, or global political figure, public head of state, or celebrities that are interfering with me or impacting me in any way, shape, or form. I, Jennifer J. Grieve Marcinelli, am a divine being. I am a sovereign being. And every, any, and all low vibration, negative entity, negative ET influences must leave at this time. I am invoking the spiritual law of non-interference. Gratitude to you. Thank you for everything that you have taught me. Thank you for doing your part in helping me get through the ascension process to 5D plus. Please go in peace on to your next mission. Fully, completely, and permanently in every body, in every plane, in every universe, across all time, above all time, and in every dimension. It is so. It is effective immediately. May the blessings be. Thank you, everyone. And Pat, if you'll come off mute, we'll have to really do like you to weigh in. Thank you.
And I want to say, you need to give this a moment because I want everybody to get ready. I want everyone to get ready to receive. We have heard about the laws of the universe. We've heard about our ability to receive. But we're in now a place where both Jennifer and I are going to remind everybody of this because it's available to us. And, you know, maybe you're not looking at where we're sitting right here today. Maybe you're where I was earlier in my life. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, I just need food on the table. I need something for my kids. You know, this is pretty funny. I'm doing a training on Thursday with the sales team. And you've done sales.
I was talking about sales. Like 25 years. Yes.
So sales has gotten a really dirty name. So I want to just say, I want to just say the way we approach things. We don't call it sales. I'm using sales so that people know what I'm going to talk about. We have conscious conversations with people that really want to do good things in the world. I don't care what it is. We will talk to people from every country around the planet. We will talk about what do you want to do good in the world and can we help you? But I realized something. You said it earlier in the show. This is a time for real people
real problems and real solutions. This is this time. Not airy-fairy. Yes, it's great to have a vision. Take Michael Beckwith's Visioning CD, one of the best on the planet, changed my life. Then if that doesn't work, then go up to Jennifer and you could say it's not working. Because what Jennifer is going to do, she's going to start dissecting all of the things that's in you that's in the way. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. We need new innovators. Einstein said you're not going to solve the problem at the level it's created. You're not solving the problem at the level it's created. You're taking every single thing you have learned, whether it's diamond and gemstone therapy, whether it's your experiences in RN, whether it's your experience in corporate with FDA scientifically approved methodologies, new breakthroughs. You're taking everything and you're saying, this is what we need now. Mm-hmm. We need a holistic, right, badass boardroom approach. That's
yes,
what
we do.
Yes, we do. It's different. So with my sales team, it's funny. I decided not to train them on, I decided to go back and say, I'm going to teach you that everything I learned about business, I learned selling hot dogs from a hot dog cart. So what I'm going to work with them on is what I learned. Everything from Luigi's got to be $2,000 shoes that he'd show up with at the hot dog cart. I could see his brown suit to this day with his silk tie. I could see it to this day. But we have to break things down now to practical ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because the hardest thing to do is to start to get somebody to shift at their greatest pain point.
Yeah.
We need to be more creative. How are you looking at that for the solutions you're providing in the world?
Oh, well, so first of all, it really takes a comprehensive review of the energy field to see, first of all, where are we even starting? We've got to know what's our starting point. Where is a client? What's going on in their life today? Then I have to meet them there, wherever that is, and then ask for the energy field and ask the divine guides, what's the first step? What is the highest priority for this session right now for this client to take one step forward in health, wellness, and prosperity? And then follow through, provide the protocols, provide what needs to be repaired, re-cleared, replaced, upgraded, and the teaching and education with the client so that they know then they can go out and implement it starting that day. So we take a step, we implement, then we regroup, review what we've gotten, reflect, reach for more divine guidance, and then go and take another step. And every client is different. Every corporation that I work with is different. Every corporate contract I've ever had is very, very unique. Each company has a consciousness. It has its own experiences. So we have to go in with each corporation and really look at that particular company's, their history, their experiences, their karma. Even companies have karma, right? We've got to look at all of that. And then step by step, by step by step. Don't skip steps because that just gets us in more trouble. Don't rush through the pain, right? And walk through that journey together until we come out on the other side.
You know, one of the things that also I want to talk about is being willing to serve. And I want to talk about the energy of this, if you and I could, for a hot second. A lot of times when we are in the process of business, and this is my past corporate life, there's a part of us that forgets we're here to serve. And we're not here to serve each other. We're here to serve a higher purpose.
Right.
And we forget that. Sometimes our clients ask for help. Our answer has to be yes. But if you're in the business of money only, that's not your answer. You're not really wanting to help. There's a new energy that's here now. It's an energy that says if you are of service, you will get paid well. But if you are fear for money or lack for having not enough, you're going to get more of that. And I've had that, and I don't like it.
It's, to use a very scientific term,
Yucky.
Icky.
And might I also just piggyback on that a little bit?
Sure.
Because if you're of service for the greater good of all concerned, and you are doing, you are following your truth that brings you pleasure, inspiration, and fulfillment, that heals you by creating a spiritual bridge which creates inner harmony and happiness. And once you're there, the new quantum financial system, the wealth can flow. Because the new energies and the new consciousness, 5D plus, the anger, the rage, the greed, the lust, the attachment, if you're a tar baby, stuck to the five passions, you're going to have a really difficult time manifesting wealth, manifesting prosperity by the meaning of the word, okay? So you're exactly right. We have to take that responsibility and then go through each step to get there and to stay there. But you're exactly right. I was in sales 25 years. I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. I have worked for companies that lost sight of patient care and where it became all about, you know, delivering to stockholders. That's an important step. But you've got to be doing everything with integrity, every step with integrity. Or let me tell you, the energies are going to let you know it in a big way. And it's going to come around really fast, chances are.
You know, I think what we're doing today, and I want to kind of circle back, because there's a reason you and I wanted to talk to folks today. And what we wanted to do is say, blessings of burnout, time for double new beginnings. Let's jump to the quantum financial flow of double new beginnings, because that's really what we want to invite people to. What I love about this is it is really non-judgmental, and it is really up to you. Double new beginnings. We're not saying double new beginnings at $5 million. Double
right.
new beginnings means maybe you pay your light bill
right.
double. But this is an energy. It's not about the dollar. It's about the energy. Tell us about the energy now that we've cleared out. Tell us about the Jennifer J energy you're bringing in and how people can work with you. Companies are just flocking to work with you.
Yeah.
How they
yeah.
can work with you to double.
Oh, well, I think, first of all, the first thing we have to understand about the energy, everything is made of energy. Everybody knows this. I've been saying it for years, okay? Money is energy. It is a vibratory rate, okay? What happened once we passed in December 21st with the grand stellium with Saturn and Jupiter coming in and the launching of the Aquarian Age is the vibratory rate of the new money for the Aquarian Age rates. So the money today of the quantum financial system is a much higher level of consciousness. So it's an energetic vibration. So our body and our being and our homes and our companies have to match that level of consciousness and that level of frequency so that the money can flow back and forth to you and your company and between light workers. But it has to flow at that vibratory and consciousness rate. And that's where I love to serve, because number one, I've been there. I've been in the old energy. I've been addicted to the old energy of money. And now there is no more addiction. There is no attachment. It flows freely in and out. And you're right. It didn't start with a multi-million dollar contract. Let me tell you that. It started with very, very small clients coming with very small packages. And sometimes the flow was a trickle, just enough to keep paying just enough to keep food on my table, pet food. Pet bills,
yes.
basic living here, okay?
Yeah.
We did not start at a multi-million dollar contract. Let me make that straight clear. But you have to welcome in that new energy just enough to pay your bills even. And with gratitude, receive it with gratitude. Get really comfortable with that energy. And then aligning all of your thoughts, words, and deeds, all of your business plans with that integrity, and that financial flow is going to flow to and from you.
Well, look, today is the day where you and I, over the weekend and in the weeks before, what we realized is that you and I getting ourselves aligned and getting our team aligned, that's one thing.
Yes.
But we talk to people every day. We hear their pain. I work with women every day.
I hear it. And, you know, sometimes we go into our meditation, Jennifer, and what happens is we get the message, ladies, you have the tools to help people.
Yes.
My uncle would say, Patricia, what the are you doing? Nothing. You got to do more. That's why we're doing this show today, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's why we're riding together, hand in hand, arm in arm. Lady leadership, folks. This is where it's at. Lady leadership. Balance of the sacred masculine and the divine feminine. You can lead. You can be powerful, and you can be a lady. It's beautiful, and it's so much more fun.
And by the way, it's all about understanding how to stand tall, as I said earlier, yes, in just exquisite confidence. Jennifer, thank you for today. How can people find out more about you, and what's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
Yeah, so come on over to my brand new website we'll be launching in this day, burnbrighttoday.com. And if you're looking to book a session, or if you're looking for private one-on-one help, you know, call me at the 1-800 number on the website, Burn Bright Today. And here's what I would say, folks. This is your time to shine. You've busted your burnout. The sun is now shining on your individual truth. Stand in your truth. Stand in your self-worth. Come from love. And everything really is going to work out just fine. It's true. That is a universal truth.
I love it. And please do this. You're going to hear more about this, but get ready to join the Burn Bright Today, Burn Brighter Tomorrow movement. This is really about accelerating whatever dreams you think you may not have anymore, whatever dreams you're holding on to. This is really about us reaching out to all of you, and you're going to find out how you can join us moving forward. But today was the day, the first day of a new summer. Today is the day where planets are lining up for you. It doesn't matter what your chart says or your astrology right. chart says. This is the day you get to create the rest of your life. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. Love everyone. See you next month.
And everybody out there, I just want to say, Olivia, thank you. Benny, thank you. Everybody else pushing all the buttons, thank you. And, by the way, another hour coming up on the Dr. Pat Show and TTR.
Thanks for listening to the Burn Bright Today podcast on Transformation Talk Radio with Jennifer Marcinelli. A holistic healing revolution and a life you love is within your grasp. Catch all of the previous episodes and find out more about Burn Bright Today at burnbrighttoday.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Good Monday to you. A warm Monday, that is. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. Starting things off over, looks like on I-5 northbound, just north of Grandview Road around mile post 268, a recent collision partially blocking the right hand of the lane. Good thing medical aid is response team and state patrol have arrived on the scene, and they are taking care of those that collision and motorists. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network, the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, and the Rise of Demonstry for your soul out of consciousness confidence. With special guest, Sarah Main. Stay tuned. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Wall Street is rebounding from last week's slide. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 500 points as the market looked to recover losses due to the Federal Reserve's policy shift. The Supreme Court is ruling in favor of educator-related benefits for student-athletes. The High Court said the NCAA violated antitrust laws when it set limits on amounts students could receive for laptops, musical instruments, lab equipment, or paid internships. The ruling did not address the controversial issue of whether student-athletes can be paid.
Three Democratic senators are warning the U.S. is facing a historic student debt crisis. The group is pressing federal student loan services for information about repayments. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey from Massachusetts and Minnesota's Tina Smith are demanding to know the plans of the companies once the pause on student loan payments and interest ends in October. Mayor Bill de Blasio is bracing New Yorkers for a long wait for election results in the New York City primary. De Blasio says it could take weeks in some of the races because of the new ranked choice voting system.
What happens with the number one votes tells you a whole lot, so my hope and belief is that that will be provided pretty quickly. But this will be different. This will be a frustrating process, and it'll take a while.
Meanwhile, primary election day is tomorrow, but de Blasio has still not decided on how he's going to rank the candidates for mayor on his ballot. The mayor says he will vote, but will not share publicly on who he wants to succeed him. The airline industry is facing a pilot shortage. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby says the problem is due in part to fewer pilots being trained by the military these days. The decline is being felt just as more Americans take to the skies after being vaccinated. And Foo Fighters are basking in the glow of a successful show at Madison Square Garden. Sunday's much-hyped event was the first full-capacity concert in New York's iconic arena in over 400 days. There was also a big surprise as comedian Dave Chappelle joined the band on stage to sing a cover of Radiohead's Creep. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb. All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh,
so close. We were looking for stairs. Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty. Napa know-how.
Some things just go better together, like a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil and a platinum filter for $26.48. It's like bacon and eggs, hot dogs and mustard, or Joni and Chachi. Ask your dad about it. That's Napa full synthetic and a platinum filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General State pricing. Sales price is not included for the state local capacity recycling scheme. Offer ends 6/30/21.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative top weather outlook for Monday. Well, a gorgeous and sunny warm day we have in store for us today. High temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Can't wait to get out there and enjoy it. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low temperatures dropping down to about 62. For Tuesday and the rest of the week, sunshine to go around. High temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s. With partly cloudy skies through the overnight, low temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat McPhilly and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, you've heard me talk recently about the evolution, the changes. You know, you've also heard me talk about one day you think you're going to be living in a place for the rest of your life, and all of a sudden you're not. But what's rising up? Coming more conscious? Are we becoming more confident? Are we understanding more about our soul, or is it less about our soul? But what if we can take a timeless wisdom that Sarah Maine so beautifully brought forward in Conscious Confidence, her book, her show, her passion, and her purpose. What if we could take that and have a new vision, a rise of Damayanti? You might be asking, what is that? But today's show is not just about the vision for Damayanti. It's about for your soul. And what is it that your soul is longing for? And how do you speak to it? how do you gain insight, and how do you take the journey? Sarah, it's great to have you.
Thanks, Pat, so much. It's lovely to be on the Dr. Pat Show once again. Thank you.
I've had a little bit of time after speaking with you, and I reflected back to the earliest days of when we met and how powerful the message in conscious confidence is. And yet, at the same time now, we are part of an energy that wants us to bring things forward into the light more, into the teaching more, into the learning more. And that is the same for you. That's what you are doing now. Wow.
It's certainly getting clearer.
Well, but it's so beautiful when I think about it. And, you know, when I think about just saying the word Damayanti, many people may not know what it means. And let's start with that, because it's part of your journey as well.
Yes. Yes, certainly. Because when you and I started working together, we didn't start with conscious confidence, and conscious confidence emerged. And as I proceeded with that, and the book came out, and then I felt something else was emerging, and it was very quiet. It was quiet, I have to say. It was quiet. And that's interesting in itself, because I had to, in a sense, prepare myself for this. And I had to prepare myself by getting quieter myself to listen. And it wasn't that Damayanti was a whisper. It's very strong, but it's quiet. Mm-hmm. And you know that energy that's potent and quiet, and yet it is incredibly powerful and transformative. It's that kind of energy. It's hard to describe, actually, but you know what I mean. It's not a sort of a big out there shouting. It's the actual energy. And I had to prepare myself by getting quieter to listen and not be distracted by anything else. And so there has been a period of quiet reflection and preparation and waiting. And through the work I was doing towards the end of the Conscious Confidence shows, it took several months, and then this word Damayanti came forward, it's a word I've actually known. It's a Sanskrit word. It's the name of a princess, actually, in a very famous, long story, but very famous story called Nala and Damayanti. And Damayanti is a princess, and she marries a king, King Nala. And there's so much symbolism and knowledge and wisdom in this long story, which is part of the Mahabharata, which is the longest epic ever written, 30,000 verses of Sanskrit. Right? It makes the Iliad and the Odyssey and other great epics pale in comparison. I'm not downgrading the Iliad and the Odyssey, believe you me. I mean, there's a story from the Odyssey in my book, but this is unbelievable. And these epics are not just stories, bedtime stories, great for young and old to read and listen to. There's incredible wisdom and teaching about the evolution of the soul, the journey of the soul in there. So anyway, that's background, Damayanti. And I'd always liked the name.
Mm.
It's just a musicality about it which I appreciate and I connect with. As you know, I've got a bit of a background in music, so...
Yes.
Anyway, one thing led to another, and Damayanti seemed to be the right way to go. But the question for me was, what does it mean? And it was very interesting, because this quietness, where I had to prepare myself by getting quieter to actually connect with the resonance of it, it actually comes from being quiet and still. That's what it actually means. And it's interesting because that energy was there first, and then the word came. which I think is very interesting. Do you find that interesting?
I find it interesting because if you were speaking about this, one of the things that I was really struck by, especially as I was doing some of the recordings and saying the word, is even before you say the word, there is a moment of pause and peace.
Yeah.
You know, there's just, it's really interesting. I went back to listen to how I was saying it and was fascinating about the role of the word, but for the word. And almost every time I said the word, there was a pause. And when you're recording, they don't like little pauses. But it was natural. It was a pause. And I thought about that. And what a precious message and awareness for where we are in the world today.
Yes.
I am not clear about how we can raise the level of creativity we need in the chaos.
It's interesting you should mention about this pause, because that was exactly, you know, and I said I had to prepare myself. And I knew I was preparing myself. It's an emptying out in some ways, but it's just getting quiet. Now, the interesting thing is what became so clear to me, I had this aha moment, that pause that you talk about, this Dhammayanti actually is about stillness and calm and acquiescence. You know, when something acquiesces, it, what's the word? How do you describe acquiescence? Sort of falls, dissolves. There's a dissolving of activity. Yeah. But that doesn't just leave a gap, a vacancy, a vacuum. The image that became clear to me was pulling, if you put an arrow on a bow and you pull the string back, right, and then there's a point where you're waiting. So in a sense, it's like that pause, it's like that stillness. There's a stillness there, but the energy is drawn to a point and it's potent. So this is a very dynamic, potent energy, and this plays into your point about creativity. We need to actually get that point of poise, of focus, and stillness where the energy is gathered, and then the arrow can be released and it flies with the further back you pull the arrow, the greater energy and force and creativity in the following on your lead, that the arrow can fly towards its target. And what's become clear to me is that target is your soul's journey. It's your path. This is not some vague thing. And this is so important. You talk about the soul's journey, everyone's path. You know, this is out there. Yeah. But to actually get the focus, really, we need that drawing back. And it's not just peace and calm where there's a nothingness. This is a potency.
Mm.
And all of that was in this energy Dhammayanti that's been rising. But the word Dhammayanti came later. The energy came first. And that's what was so convincing to me. I knew that's what I needed to follow. And then I realized I've got to take the bold step and actually rename everything and not just try and pack all of that back into conscious confidence. Conscious confidence was an important, necessary part along this journey, in fact. So,
you know what? It's so interesting you're using that. My brother-in-law was a master archer, and he taught me, and one of the things in learning this is exactly what you talked about. He talked about the tension. But one of the things he taught me I never forgot, and to this day I still use it, is all of that tension that you pull back is the breath in. You know, it's almost like you're holding your breath.
Yes.
But the hardest thing for me to learn from him was to trust that once I pull that back and I was really clear, to exhale.
Yes.
To breathe out before you let the bow go.
Yes.
It is a pause, you know, because there is so much tension, but it's powerful. And, you know, one of the things I'd love for you to talk about, too, is I want to get back to, you know, what this means for the soul journey.
Mm.
Because that's such an important part of this. It wasn't going to matter how far back I pulled that bow or how sharply I looked at that target. If I didn't release that and pause,
in a moment, a second of stillness,
yeah,
I would have never been able to follow that pathway. And it seems like this is what we must learn now.
Yes, exactly. It's very interesting because, and it's come to my mind when you said about drawing the bow back, because if you don't actually release the arrow, release the string, then what's the point? And we don't walk around every day holding our breath. God forbid we should do that, because it's not healthy to do that. It's not natural. It's not right. It's not the whole point. So you need the in and the inhalation and then the exhalation. You need both, because that is really taking that action, but from the point of stillness, and that stillness is potency. It's not like being asleep in bed at night where there's a nothingness. This is a potency. This is genuinely transformative. This is the way of uplifting the level of consciousness. If you uplift it within yourself, then that upliftment, say that quickly three times, that upliftment is available for everyone, and it's a ripple effect. Think of a stone in the water. It's so obvious to me now, but at the time, the whole journey, particularly over the last 12 months, has been a real act of trust, because there was nothing there. There was nothing obvious manifest for me. Nothing my mind could hook onto and think about. I just had to trust and go deeper, and in that going deeper, it was pulling the bow back. And then at a certain point when it was clear, let it go, and here we are with Damayanti. And the show is called Damayanti for Your Soul, the show for your soul. And that was the other thing that became so important, was that this is for the soul. I'm talking to the soul. This teaching is for the soul. Yeah, it's not for the mind. The mind's got tons. Mind, you've got tons. Plenty, no problem. And it's not even for the heart. There's tons of the heart. If you speak to the soul, it speaks to the whole person. It speaks to everyone. Because the soul is, if you want to just put positions, if you like, it's a bit arbitrary, but the soul is behind that. And you know, this is food for the soul. We talk about food for the soul. You know, this is food for the soul. This is upliftment for the soul. This is a strengthening of the soul, because I think that's very important. Because with that bow, you've got to be strong. You know, and it's interesting in that Damayanti in Sanskrit. You get the word Dhamma, and Damayanti comes from the word Damayanti. Damayanti is a feminine word because it's the name of a princess. And it comes from the Sanskrit word Dhamma, and Dhamma means restraint. And restraint needn't necessarily be a hooray word, you know. Yay, restraint. And we think of that as sort of, I mean, I get immediate, and that just shows, this is why you need to go back to the Sanskrit, because Sanskrit can clear out these instinctual, not as instinctual, but habitual responses that we have. When I hear the word restraint, I immediately have images of repression and suppression,
yeah,
and holding back. Now, that is just unhelpful, limited thinking. But we go around with a lot of that limited thinking all the time. That's why I was taught by my teachers to go back to the Sanskrit, because it clears that out, opens your mind. So we think normally restraint, that's boo, we don't want to do that, that's bad. But then the opposite of that is just kind of blah, letting it all out, you know, in an unhelpful, really, what's the word, just all over the place, scattered way.
Yeah.
But if you take the word Dhamma, which means restraint, and go back to the root form in Sanskrit, as I have shown you, you know, it comes from the root Dham, D-A-M, Dham, in Sanskrit, and that means to be calm. And be calm is different from restraint, which has this sense of sort of holding something back, right? You restrain a wild horse or something. And then you get this calmness that's coming from the root calm. So you can see where the Sanskrit's leading us. And then the further wisdom about that is in being calm and acquiescing, you'll find the real essence of Dham and Dhamma and Dhammayanti. So it's in this calmness of, and acquiescence and hence the pulling back of the arrow. And the interesting thing about that is calmness and this restraining of the fear, the anxiety, all the sort of just random thoughts that distract us during the day, all that kind of stuff. If we restrain all of that, what we have is this pure potency of our soul energy, which is our universal energy. And that is purely creative, and it only ever uplifts.
Yeah.
If that's coming from our true soul, it only ever uplifts.
Exactly. You know what I'm struck by? We're going to take a short break, but here's what I'm struck by. You know, I can't even begin to tell you how many times it took for me to trust Tom, you know, my brother-in-law. And one of the things he would say, and I was way younger, and so I didn't really understand what he was saying, but he said this to me, and it stayed with me. He said, if you trust your breath on the exhale, it will quiet your mind. The mind that is telling you you're not pulling it back tight enough. The mind that will tell you you really don't see the target clearly.
Yeah.
But it's in that pause and trusting the exhale that you release all of what is in your mind to hold you back.
Yeah.
And the day I got it, and by the way, I only got it one time, really one time. I didn't stay with it. But the day I got it, it is so difficult to explain that feeling.
Mm.
It is so difficult. But this is what you're helping us with now. It is being able to get to that place where time stands still, where there is, you know, not even a breath that happens that can distract you from that place of peace. Mm. And that is so very powerful, you know, so very powerful. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Sarah Main, The Rise of Dhammayanti, The Power of Love for Your Soul. The Power of Love for Your Soul. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
You've been listening. But are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day. Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm so thrilled to have Sarah here, Sarah Main, The Rise of Dhammayanti. And what we're talking about today is a discovery, an evolution, and the power and the purpose in calm, in peace. But what about the power of love, love for your soul? Sarah, this is exciting, and this is new, and I know there's more to be revealed, but let's remind folks how they can, one, find out about you, certainly about Conscious Confidence, and about the work that you're doing in the world to help us get to this place of calm.
Well, you can go to my website, and it's a new website, so the domain is dhammayanti.store, so I'll spell that for you. It's not hard. D-A-M-A-Y-A-N-T-I, Dhammayanti, dhammayanti.store. So if you go there, it's all there. Past shows, you can hear them, the Conscious Confidence shows, my book, and the work I'm doing, apart from individual coaching, and I will be doing some speaking on Dhammayanti, is I'm developing a range of beautiful spiritual jewellery.
Wow.
Because I started towards the end of Conscious Confidence with these wristbands and bracelets that had the message Prema, universal love. Let pure universal love flow to all. That was the message. Because it became clear to me that the you need something to remind yourself. And when I was working with my teachers, and this is back decades ago, I mean, there wasn't jewelry around. There wasn't nice things, beautiful things. I had post-it notes stuck around and bits of paper and things to remind myself, because you need to support the memory. You need to stay connected, because it's so easy to forget and so easy for just things in life to, you know, take our attention. We get distracted and forget. So, and then I had the bracelets made, and they've been very successful, and it showed me, and people gave me the feedback that having something close to them that was beautiful and helped them stay connected was very helpful, and they were very appreciative. So we're developing that sort of thing, so there'll be a range of spiritual jewelry that's got these potent messages, and it helps with the staying calm, and that calmness is different from just say resting in bed at night or something. It is a genuine drawing back of the energy, like the inward breath, ready to then release forward.
The bracelets are extremely powerful. I know for me, it was one of the first things I got and put on and kept on, but you can't help with that reminder you reference, because once you know the meaning of what you've now got on you, around you, 24/7. Just the very nature of touching it creates a shift. And, you know, and I think that brings us to the universal message. It brings us to universal message of pure universal love. And it is so absolutely needed now. Yeah. It is such the place that it transcends time and past and things in our lives. It takes us to a place where you can see and literally hear to understand another human being. And I think our soul longs for that. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. I think it's where our soul resides, really, in that pure universal love. And it is pure. And it is universal. Universal means it's available all the time. It may not seem like that, just like when clouds come over the sun during the day. It seems like the sun's gone away. But just understand that that's just the love is just being concealed. It is there, and it is universal. That means it's everywhere all the time. It's pure, and it's unconditional. And, you know, one of the ways for us to connect with that is during the day when we don't have any particular challenges that we're facing, you know, and there are moments like that, connect with that universal love. Just give yourself a moment, take a breath, and just remember pure universal love. In Sanskrit, the word is prema, P-R-E-M-A, prema, and that's written on the bracelets in the beautiful Sanskrit lettering.
Yeah.
And also in English words, so you can pronounce English letters, so you can pronounce it. But that prema, just remembering that there's pure universal love, is a shift in our thinking. And the mind may say, "Well, that doesn't seem like that, and it was not my experience." And what about this? And what about this? Just accept the fact that there is pure universal love, and start endeavoring to discover the experience of connecting with it. You're not creating it, you're connecting with it. And do it in the easy times, right? Just remember in the easy times, because when the challenges inevitably come, they do, it's part of the cycle of life that's there, you have that connection with it. And one way of showing, giving expression to that love is to smile at someone, say a kind word, praise someone. Because that's expressions of universal love. Rather than a nasty comment or something that brings them down, a put-down, say something nice. Even if it's, I really like your top, or gee, your hair looks great, or gee, that's a lovely smile, or I love the way you did this. Simple things.
Yeah.
They're there all the time and everywhere. That is actually expressing pure universal love, and that is awakening, feeding your soul. Because all of a sudden your soul is going, oh, great. you know, hello.
Yeah.
Now we're on to what I'm interested in, where I hang out, right?
Yeah.
Rather than the mind.
It happened to me earlier today. I'm getting ready for a big move, and I'm outside getting packages, and the gentleman that drives the recycle truck is coming around, and I rarely get to see him, you know, once in a blue moon, but I'm walking out, he's in his truck, and we had a moment where I looked up at him, and he looked at me as he's doing what he's doing, and we had that moment where we waved to each other. He doesn't know my name. I don't know his name. But it was that moment that we took, that moment. It wasn't fancy.
No.
No fanfare. It was a wave.
Yes.
And, boy, that connection, you can feel that.
Yes. And that connection, that's real, that's true, and those sorts of moments are actually, from how I was taught, far more powerful, profound, and transformative than a lot of other bells and whistles and tricks and things that you can have, where you can have these wonderful experiences and, you know, heightened, and that's great, but they pass, they're all transitory, let it be known now, get clear, they pass and they're transitory. Those everyday moments, they are universal moments. That connection in that moment, if I questioned you further on that, that is a universal moment. He may not have even been aware of it. He just, oh, that's just a nice lady, right? And you and I just waved at the guy with the recycling truck. But in that connection, in that moment, that is that point of, like, Dhammayanti, right? And there's incredible potency and power and energy and transformation. And, you know, that feeds our soul. That uplifts everyone.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do, is uplift. And if we can speak to the soul and feed the soul, everyone feels uplifted. We feel uplifted and everyone does. And that's where I feel when I'm moving forward with Dhammayanti. It's very direct, very potent, but it has that absolute connection with this potent universal energy, and that energy is the essence of universal love, absolute universal love. And it's the love that a mother has for her child when she says don't do that, and she's cross with the child to correct some behavior that doesn't serve that child. That's based in love, that a mother would say to a child, no, don't do that, right? Because you don't want that sort of energy in the child for when the child grows up. And you have enough love that you will correct some behavior that's unsocial, right?
Yeah.
It's
and that's what I love about love. I love that love has so many elements to it, has so many faces to it, but has such a high resonant and vibrant vibration. And, and that is such the lesson for our movement forward. Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's powered by love. And it's no mistake that Prema, universal love, was the first message that came to me to put on the bracelets. And moving forward, there will be others.
Yeah.
But the core one is universal love. And, you know, love is not just a sort of Valentine's Day romantic hearts, chocolates, all that kind of stuff, you know, walking along the beach and all of that. You know, lovely. That is at a level. But this is universal love that transcends all of that. And, it is the potent stuff. It's the real stuff, you know.
And isn't it, Sarah, I want to talk about this when we come back. It is that thing that you said earlier, and I really want to get to it when we talk about Dhammayanti for today's world.
Yes.
It is helping all of us understand that we don't have to go buy it. We don't have to seek it. We don't have to really think we're creating it.
Yes.
It's within us. And when we come back, I want to talk about that with you and about what it means to raise the vision and the insight, because it's the idea of remembering. You know, I never forgot that lesson from Tom. And even though I wasn't able to achieve it with the bow, again, that idea of that practice he taught me,
I used over and over and over again. I use it for almost everything I do. I don't openly use it, but I can feel the tension, that tension of the bow. And we do forget to exhale. You know, how much tension can we take before we raise ourselves up to the calm and the soul? We're going to take a short break when we're back. Damayante for today's world, Sarah Main. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. It's so great to have Sarah Main. Sarah, it's so great to have you, to be connecting with you again. And it's even more than that. It's really the sense and the passion and the energy. And when I'm listening to you speak, I almost forgot we were, like, doing a show. Right. If Jacob didn't cue me here on it, it was going to be like one of the many conversations we've had, because I think there's a hunger for what we're talking about, but yet there isn't a knowledge. I want to ask you, we're going to talk about Damayanti for today's world, but again, please remind people how they can connect with you, how they can find out more about you.
Going to my website, damayanti.store, and I'll spell it again because it's a Sanskrit word. It's the name of a princess. So it's damayanti, D-A-M-A-Y-A-N-T-I. That's Y-A-N for November. D-A-M-A-Y-A-N-T-I. I have to spell it. .store, damayanti.store. And my website's a good go-to place, because it's got everything, past shows, current shows, the Damayanti, the Show for Your Soul shows that are on Transformation Talk Radio Network, and my book, Conscious Confidence, a whole lot of things, and the spiritual jewelry, how you can get in touch with me, it's all there. So I think that's the easiest way to go, is to go to my website, damayanti.store.
You know, we can say the words Damayanti for today's world, but there is a deep, deep yearning for something that's going to bring out the calm for the soul. Talk to us about your vision and insight about this.
That is a great question. Thank you. Damayanti for your soul speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, feeds your soul, sustains your soul, and strengthens your soul. I'm not speaking to the mind, and I'm not even speaking to the heart. Because to connect with your soul, the essence of yourself takes in the mind and the heart. So have no fears. But if we get stuck on the mind or the heart, yes, on the heart, we're not getting to our very essence. We're not getting to our powerhouse. We're not getting to our self, right? The mind, we know, no problem. We need the mind for getting about throughout the day in the world, no problem. But quite frankly, most of the time we're stuck and focused in the mind, and that's the problem. And then we get hooked up in all the emotions and feelings, and we just sort of wallow around in those, and that's the problem, right? So you've got this mind and heart stuff going around. You need to get behind that. And when you said before the break about it's hard to explain the words, that's because getting back to connecting with your soul is before the language, before the words. It's getting behind all of that, okay? That's why it's calm and quiet, frankly, right? And the soul is just waiting. And then when you actually are calm, it's like, hello, I'm here. Now, what would you like? It's not so much that you're talking to your soul, right? You actually connect to yourself, and all that language falls away, all that chatter, all those feelings that have all the time, the anger and the this and the confusion and the anxiety and the all this, all of that just naturally falls away, right? Because it's the nature of it to come and go, rise and fall. We need to get back to ourselves, and we can call that the soul, right? And that's where the real potency is. This is the energy house, the potency of the creation, of our creativity. This is where we know our soul's purpose, not in our mind and heart. There are ways we express it, but we need to get back to our soul. And this is not an inert vacuum of nothingness. This is the absolute potency. And the thing is, you need wisdom for that. You need to be shown. I was shown. I had wise teachers, and I was shown for decades, and I haven't stopped, right? You need the actual wisdom. That's why you need the wisdom traditions are so powerful, because they show you and connect. The wisdom traditions speak to your soul. They don't actually talk to the mind and the heart. And I only realized that in working on this Damayanti. I suddenly thought, oh, the wisdom traditions, that's one of the reasons I'm so drawn to them, and everyone is.
Yeah.
They actually speak to your soul, because that's what they know and recognize as your true self. It's not some vague concept. It's the reality of you. And they speak to that. That's why they're so practical and so direct. And we need that wisdom. And frankly, one of the reasons people feel lost and just pulled around by just everything that happens in life, and especially now, is because they're starving inside for real wisdom. They're starving. Literally, you're trying to run a marathon and you haven't got any food and nourishment in the body. I mean, how does that work?
Yeah.
You're trying to do that. You're trying to live life and you're starving inside. And that's part of the reason for all the problems. So with the right nourishment through the right wisdom, and that's not an intellectual thing, this is feeding your soul, all of a sudden things become clear, you've got the energy, the power, and your soul's journey, that's what you're here for.
You know, it's fascinating, Sarah, because, you know, I'm like many people, you know, been in this place where, especially me in the past several months of, you know, being here, getting some things done that I needed to get done on myself. And, you know, I've had those moments. And out of those moments may come an idea, right?
Yeah.
Not that you're thinking about an idea, but you have a moment and then here it is.
Yeah.
And you go and you approach your team or people in your life and you say, you know, this came to me, dot, 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 dot. And this is really sort of the interesting part of the journey for me, is really learning how to navigate this, because we're having the soul moment, and then we're expressing it, and people want to know, really, why? Okay. And the reason I bring it up is because I think that soul moments are precious. And we have to learn the entire process of this.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, you know, here we are and we're following it. And yet there may be people around us that just are not getting it. It's a bigger journey. It's a bigger conversation. But it's also part of the vision and the insight around this that allows us to hold that knowing and know it beyond anybody else's words.
Yes, absolutely. And that is a mark of real leadership, because it's a way of how do you, if you're in an organization or something, or even in a family, you know, let's say take a family, something that's good for the family, for example. You know, rather than just, as you say, I've had this idea, and everyone goes, oh, no.
Not again.
What next?
I know.
Will you stop with the ideas, Luke? Give us a break. But it's a case of, well, the thing is, those moments that rise, it's not just immediately jumping into action. Right. It's waiting and then letting that, if that idea, let's call it an idea, has validity, is letting it unfold naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And if it unfolds naturally, generally speaking, it doesn't cause rifts. And it doesn't mean, you know, it's all nicey-nicey, but there's just a natural inclusion of everyone at the level to which they're able, prepared to connect with it. And so everybody comes at their level and in their way. And that's where everyone's united with the vision or the concept, the idea, but there's a naturalness in the resonance that everyone's included. And from your point of view, the idea's risen in you, then the real creativity is how to then communicate that to one person who connects with something in this way and someone who connects in that way. I mean, that's, well, certainly the teacher in me, you know, one student in your class may need to be taught in this way and another in this way. And you just naturally flow. And once you get to know the students, you're moving around them, connecting in the way that they can understand. And the thing is, this is one of the important pieces of work in Damayanti, is then you need, you know, within yourself, if you find yourself getting impatient because people aren't getting it, well, that problem of impatience is in you. You've got to do some work. It's not their fault, you know. So, and I did a show on patience last year, and I'm going to dig into that more because Sanskrit's got some very interesting things to say about that. You know, so all these qualities like strength and patience, love certainly, you know, truth, joy, dignity, beauty, all of these things are there and need to be brought forward. So the responsibility is always on yourself. If you've had the idea, is to bring people along in a way where they're not just laid on top of them.
Yeah.
And when I'm coaching people, I can sit with someone and listen. And in that space, what is their focus and their journey comes forward, and I just help make it to them so that they get what they need out them. It comes out of them, and any coach will get back to them. You can't always see these things for yourself.
You know, I wanted to just comment on this before we kind of move on. One of the things I was really struck by, not just in what you just said, but also in really looking at myself, is there's got to be a patience we have with ourselves. We've got to allow ourselves, you know, to be in that space, you know, to let it, you know, let it percolate, let it grow, let it evolve, you know, let it rise up, let it provide more vision and more insight, right? And and I think that, you know, I think that's one of the greatest things that we can learn out of this, because we think once we are in that place, we think it's done. We're like, okay, it's done. And, you know, this is what's so important about this message you're bringing forward, you know, as if the soul has a beginning and an end and we're done. And, you know, what I love about what you said is that so many people talk about authenticity from a very mental point of view. You know, they talk about true nature. And what you're bringing forward is such a beautiful connection that skips all of the mind chatter, all of the heart parts, and brings us to a direct path on a journey. And if we can learn this, how much easier on the inside would our lives be? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what else is Sarah bringing forward. What else can we expect? And what are some of the things and insights and tools and visions she's going to be sharing in this journey of learning and gaining insight? Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
how to lead a happier life. On TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. You know, this is really, please, this is something, say it. You know, say the word. The rise of Damayanti. Say the word. How does that feel for you? Damayanti for your soul. Thanks to Sarah Main. Thanks to the vision and the insight. Thanks to bringing the conversation right to the soul and the soul level. Sarah, much more to come on this, so thank you so much. And I want to make sure that we do let folks know there is much more to come. And again, what's important about that is how they're going to be able to connect with you, how they're going to be able to keep the conversation and the learning happening. One more time, let folks know how best to do that.
Go to my website, damayanti.store, damayanti, damayanti.store. That's got everything, shows, Damayanti for your soul, shows, past consciousness, in touch with me, there's information, there's the spiritual jewelry you can purchase, which is very powerful and potent to help maintain that connection. It's all there. So damayanti.store.
And I love what we're doing because I don't think that I'm any different than most people. We have what we call a forgetter. We forget.
Yes, you do.
We have a forgetter. We forget our keys. We forget this. But we also forget the innate power, that innate wisdom we have. We also forget about the soul. And I think what you're bringing forward, which is really exciting, is we can skip what I call the middle people, the mind and the heart. But then that brings us directly to the soul's journey. And I'd love for you to talk about that in the context of how to rise up. And this is a spiritual conversation for me. You know, it is a conversation that if everyone could experience that peace and calm you talked about, how might a life change?
It is utterly transformative. That peace and calm, to understand that, and to have that in daily life, rather than thinking that you've got to go away and sit on a mountain or leave everything behind, or yes, you need your time, you know, meditating or praying, or you need that time, certainly, but then during the day, it doesn't mean that you then launch into activity and all of that is lost. It's maintaining that connection as you go about your daily life. Because the going about your daily life is the exhalation, it is the breathing out, it is the letting go of the arrow that's been drawn back. And going about your daily life with purpose, with love, with power, that is an expression of your soul's journey, that uplifts everyone and raises the level of consciousness. That is an art form in itself. That there is so much to learn on that. But the first thing to do is to actually find that stillness, that calm and that peace. And that is a potent energy. And that's what Damayanti is about, and that is providing that wisdom and that guidance and that teaching, so that we can then actually really uplift the circles that we move in.
Yeah.
And this is how we transform things. It is, starts at a local level, and it starts with ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that calm, as you described with the bow and arrow, and that is a very traditional image analogy that is used for all sorts of things in the wisdom traditions, is drawing the arrow back, and that is going deep within yourself. And to have access to that during the day, in the middle of everything, is utterly transformative, because that gives you access to universal consciousness, which is yourself, universal love, which is yourself. They're all there, and it's not creating them. It's realizing them, waking up to them, becoming aware of them, moving into that awareness. And that's utterly practical. You can deal with a child who's stubbed their toe. You can deal with an angry boss. You can deal with anything from that point of universal consciousness. And that is not some sort of woo-woo out there state. It is utterly practical. Mm-hmm. And that is the power of Dhammayanti that's come forward. And the point that you made before the break was when these ideas rise, having the discipline, and you need training for this, the discipline, not to just immediately jump out and do something, but actually stay and let this thing evolve naturally. That's where the real transformation is. It's, just think of this analogy, this example. It's like baking a cake where you've got all the ingredients, you've put the batter in the tin and said, right, I've made a cake. No, you haven't. You have to let it cook. For it to be of any use, it has to cook. And some cakes take 12 minutes, some take 5 minutes if they're cupcakes, and some take an hour.
Yeah.
Fruit cakes can take 6 hours.
Yeah,
different cakes take different lengths of time, but let it cook. And that's where the discipline then is,
mm-hmm.
not to keep opening the oven door, pulling it out, but let it cook until that particular cake is cooked. And this staying still and letting things evolve naturally, properly, lawfully, universally, beautifully, that takes discipline. And we're letting it cook.
And, you know, if you're like me, once upon a time you raise the oven temperature up to 450 degrees thinking that you are going to cut the time to cook in half. Sarah, thank you so much. More to come on this. And I know that one of the very special ways that we end the show is with a very special mantra. And really what that mantra does is clearly demonstrate and shift the energy. I would love for you to do that today.
Well, today I'll sing the Gayatri Mantra. Body of all, mind of all, spirit of all, may we meditate on the radiance of the inner light. May that self illuminate our thoughts. Peace, peace, peace. Om Bhur Bhuva Suvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yonah Prachodayat. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Great. Sarah, thank you so much. What's the message you want to leave us with today?
Fall still and connect. Take that moment to connect with your soul. Leave the mind and heart and connect with your soul here in the present moment.
Sarah Main, everyone. More to come on Dhammayanti. More to come from Sarah Main. More to come in your peace and calm for your soul. We'll see you next time.